Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm your host, Irene Cook, and I am here to help you keep your health intact. And if you're listening to this show live, meaning as it is being produced, you're at about the middle of February 2021, and this is about the time of year, if you made the commitment to yourself to get healthy, this is about the time where people start to fade. People start to lose grip of their New Year's resolutions that they were so committed to early on in the year, and it's literally about 6 weeks in. And why does this happen all the time around this time? Some people say it's the Super Bowl. Super Bowl derails them. Others say it's Valentine's Day. But I believe that it is neither of those things. Many times when you decide to buckle down and start making better food choices, the first thing that comes to mind is that you incorporate healthy foods into your diet. And that is exactly what people typically do. But naturally, you add other things to change things up. Obviously, you want to enjoy things throughout the day. Otherwise, it gets really boring. So you might douse yourself carefully with some salad, some creamy salad dressing, a little of this new flavor that you might see at the grocery store. And when we're buzzing down those grocery store aisles, we are being enticed by bold words, bright lettering, everything that is at our eye level that is getting us to grab at items and throw them in our cart. This is what marketing does, and it has been out and out there for years and years and years. But what you might not realize is that you are the target of a multi-million dollar industry. And what you are looking at, these bright, bold, colorful words, are actually buzzwords. Unfortunately, there are plenty fake, unhealthy, healthy foods out there. And I want to explain what these fake, unhealthy, healthy foods are. Salad dressing is just the beginning. I think people are understanding finally that salad dressing is the culprit to why so many people can't lose weight. We're finally figuring that out. We're finally figuring out that salads, when you order a salad, sometimes the salad itself seems healthy, but it's not. However, the marketing world is smarter than that, and we are being faced with thousands of labels that are confusing to the consumer. And some of these words are very misleading, and they're causing not only confusion, but frustration with people that are trying to lose weight. And so I sit here now, and I had over 100 new people sign up for my program in January. And what I've done over the last 6 weeks in talking with them and helping them get situated is I've been taking notes on the side. And I've been taking notes and listening to them and observing their comments in shock of what things they thought they were doing right all along, but in a sense, they have been doing extremely wrong. And I want to navigate you through this, and so you can avoid these traps, and hopefully you can call them out. You probably already realize that adding zucchini and carrots to your cake will not magically allow the cake to become low calorie. But you might not realize that there are other foods out there that are just like this. And I have even fallen into this trap. It might seem as though bran muffins are a perfectly amazing way to get fiber, but the average bran muffin has 3 grams of fiber, and people don't look at that. And I can say this over and over and over again. We must always look at the nutritional label. But for some reason, we only look at these buzzwords. And there's commercials out there, and now we are inundated with this on Facebook and on Instagram. And wherever we look, we find these words and they suck us in. There are beet and carrot chips everywhere. And yes, they do sound yummy. Are they low calorie? Well, some of them might be low calorie. However, the alternative to potato chips oftentimes may not necessarily be healthier. They might be fried in hydrogenated oils that might be terrible for your arteries and for your heart and for your cholesterol. 1 ounce of them might have the same exact calories as regular potato chips. I actually fell into this trap last year when I bought these puff cheesy things that looked just like Cheetos, but they weren't Cheetos. And I was eating them, enjoying them, thinking, well, these are made out of chickpeas, and aren't they so good, until I looked at the label. And it's so ambiguously written because it doesn't give you an amount that you're eating. It says 1 ounce. 1 ounce is 160 calories. Well, what exactly is an ounce? Unless you actually take it out and weigh it on a food scale, which most people aren't going to do, you're not going to realize that these overpriced, puffed, cheese-infused, garbanzo beans are costing you double, and you're basically eating the same amount of calories, fat, and carbs. So I'm going to go through some buzzwords, and I'm going to go through some food items that people are just shocked and appalled that they are wasting their time, wasting their money, and actually not enjoying as much as the real deal. And hopefully this will change things for you. And oftentimes what happens is when people choose the healthier alternative, they assume that it's so healthy that they don't put a limit on what they eat. And this first one is a perfect example. Turkey bacon. Turkey bacon is made of turkey, and it is a healthy alternative to the pork variety. However, while choosing turkey bacon might shave a few calories off your meals, it is still loaded with artificial colors and sodium and saturated fats, nitrates, and all sorts of other chemicals that you might not want to introduce into your day every day. So if you were going to have bacon, I would tell you that for the 25 calorie difference, have the real bacon. Oftentimes people will assume because they're having turkey bacon that they're going to have 3 or 4 slices. But if you're having the real deal, you tend to moderate it and you tend to portion it out. So turkey bacon is a really big one. People make mistakes. Another huge one is protein bars. Protein is a great way to fuel your muscles. And this is a big rant of mine, but because most protein bars are hardly health food at all. Between the belly bloating soy and sodium and artificial colors, not to mention the sugars, the high fructose corn syrup, most protein bars are potential sabotage, and they are not necessarily good for you. The sugar-free ones are loaded with artificial sugars that, again, a lot of people complain, give them digestive discomfort, and also increase the risk of weight gain due to sugar cravings. So protein bars are not a healthy choice. The health and fitness craze that swept our nation in the last few decades can be seen quite literally across every single supermarket and storefront. Fit foods, that's what I call them, organic, low fat, no sugar added, and best of all natural. The marketing jargon for everything. Marketing jargon, that's what I call it. All natural. And I laugh because, of course, peanut butter is all natural. You know, why slather that all across the peanut butter jar? Of course, it's all natural. It's made with peanut butter, and it's made with sugar, which is natural. And if they throw in coconut and palm oil, that's natural too. Just because it's natural does not mean that it is healthy for you. A lot of the foods we snack on or eat that are part of our every diet aren't necessarily the beacons of health and wellness. We think they are if you take a look at the labels and dive more into what is actually in the food and what's in and underneath the label. You have to dig and look at those ingredients. Another big one that has swept the nation and it makes me crazy is coconut water. All right, we need to ditch the coconut water and hydrate with just real water. One single cup of coconut water packs 18 grams of sugar. While it is much better to sip on coconut water than soda, of course, I would tell you to keep this drink to a minimum, because if you are going to add this to your protein shake and then put protein powder in there along with fruit and everything else, now you have gotten yourself more calories in your protein shake than you need to drink. Another big one, and I could do a whole show just on this, is yogurt. While yogurt may be touted as a superfood for weight loss and gut health, it is not as healthy as you think. In fact, if you envision going down any grocery store, any at all, especially the superstores, the yogurt aisle is literally an aisle. It is a full aisle. You have so many different yogurt varieties. It is astonishing. But there are only two that I would say are healthy. And literally, when I say two, I really do mean two. And those are even hard to find, because the only yogurt, in my opinion, that is healthy is the plain Greek yogurt. And that is the one that nobody likes to eat until I teach people how they can eat it if they don't like to eat it. The flavored yogurt is loaded with artificial flavors, loads of sugar, and I assure you, it is as bad as ice cream. I have printed this out before for my clients. Even the light versions, the ones that say Greek yogurt light, have half the protein, triple the sugar. And on the front, all you see is light Greek yogurt and all the fruity flavors and the fun colors. And of course, that's what you're going to grab. But on the back, grab that the next time you're at the store and walk around the aisle and go over to the ice cream section and line it up to the back of Edie's Light, for example. And you're going to see how parallel they are, because the plain Greek yogurt has 25 grams of protein and about 5 grams of sugar. The light flavored ones have about 16 grams of sugar and about 12 grams of protein. So you are being misled. And meanwhile, you're buying it, you're eating it, and you're wondering why you're not able to lose weight. And this is exactly why. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about marketing buzzwords and how they interfere with your success and how you can avoid them. Another big one, oatmeal. Of course, oatmeal is a great way to start your day, but I have spent the last month explaining to people that in order for oatmeal to be worth eating, it must be the plain oatmeal. It cannot be the little packets that have maple and brown sugar and blueberry and peaches and cream. This is exactly the same scenario as the yogurt. The yogurt and the little pre-packaged oatmeals are convenient, of course, but contain all that sugar. So with the yogurt and the oatmeal, you can flavor them up yourself. You can add some stevia, you can add some monk fruit, you can add some real fruit, and this is going to eliminate all of the syrups, it's going to eliminate all of the artificial flavors, and it's actually going to save you some money because now you're not spending all this extra money on all these little prepackaged containers. It is not going to be sugary oatmeal, and you're going to start your day off right with the healthy kind that you're supposed to eat. And this is the type that you're supposed to eat for weight loss. All right, so speaking of fruit, fruit, of course, is healthy. It does contain sugar, and I've talked about this many times, but dried fruit. If you are somebody that likes to snack on dried fruit, this is a diet danger. This has more sugar in it than eating a Starburst or a Skittle. Not only are they commercially prepared and coated with added sugars, preserved, and added sugars to help preserve them, but they are also coated in hydrogenated fats. And the hydrogenated fats are the ones that coat your arteries. So these are the ones you want to stay away from. So dried fruits are very dangerous, and this does include raisins. You have to be very careful with raisins. You can look for raisins that aren't coated in the sugar, but even the healthiest raisins of all are still dried fruits. And so you need to very much limit these. And my favorite cereal of all growing up was the Raisin Bran. And again, bran, you know, you look at the bran, you want to buy it because it's healthy for you, but yet you have all of that sugar from the raisin. So you want to make sure that you look at that. So going along with the dried fruit is probably, this has to be the one thing that I have not been able to remaster. And I've tried. I just had somebody ask me if there's a way for me to modify and come up with a healthy version for granola. And unfortunately, there's not. Granola's reputation as health food is not exactly well earned. Many of the granolas at your grocery store use butter, vegetable oil, white sugar, and all sorts of dried fruits. An average quarter cup, which is minuscule, it's the size of a protein scooper, packs anywhere between 9 and 16 grams of sugar. And if you are like me, I can eat granola all day long. This granola is made with honey, corn syrup, molasses. Depending on the type you buy, there might be nuts in there. And the average granola, believe it or not, has about 450 calories for one cup. And I'm constantly asked, well, can I just sprinkle a little bit on my yogurt? You know, the definition of a little bit, if it's 400 calories for a cup, a quarter cup is still going to add up. So a little bit needs to be a little bit. And so if you are knowing what you're doing, you are understanding the amount of sugar that's in granola, then you can portion it out. But people that don't understand, that are going to the store, buying the Greek yogurt that is labeled, you know, light Greek yogurt and putting granola on it, they've just had themselves pretty much more sugar than in an ice cream cone. And this just goes right up there with the parfait. Make yourself a parfait, and again, you could have had a triple ice cream cone sundae with the amount of sugar that's in there. To be honest, there is a lot of false information out there when it comes to healthy foods. We're constantly influenced by social media, the advertisements, and these don't always provide the accurate information that we need. Therefore, we need to change our perception of food. and we need to change the way we go shopping and the way we look at these items. There is a lot of misleading information, and there is a lot of room for misinterpretation. Like I said earlier, all natural and 100%. What does 100% exactly mean? Unfortunately, some of our favorite meals and snacks and drinks that we think are healthy are in fact unhealthy. And I hate being the bearer of bad news. I really, really do. The truth does hurt, but it is what you need to hear. And to be perfectly clear, no one has ever come back later and been upset with me for telling them this information. And in fact, a lot of people later, once they've heard this and once they've adjusted to this, have said, wow, I never thought that I would like to eat plain oatmeal and doctor it up myself or plain yogurt. And so this goes further than just salad dressings. I think we understand, you know, veggie chips can be very ambiguous, and we understand that, you know, a lot of these green juices that we buy might actually be full of other juice. But some of the ones that really confuse us are difficult. So the buzzwords, organic, GMO-free, antioxidants, multigrain, gluten-free, no high fructose, corn syrup, and more. These phrases are plastered on products from all levels of health food, ranging to power bars to soda. I've even seen these words on hair products. And I think I saw bug spray once that said it was plant-based. For real, I did. The issue is that many of us are becoming more and more health conscious without actually knowing the meaning behind these words and behind this nutritional lingo. I did a seminar once where I actually asked a room full of people what antioxidants meant, and one person raised their hand because no one knew what it meant. But then I asked them again who has heard of the word, and they all raised their hand. So don't just grab it because you see it and you know that it's good for you. Understand it. Simply put, these misleading buzzwords are often marketing tools that are meant to distract you. And it is actually a very dietary evil. We're not saying that these words are buzzwords, but they're often there to get you to purchase a product. And oftentimes these phrases are gimmicks and they can be very reckless. So what I'm saying is always do your homework, always look at the label, and again, look at those sugars. Know that low carb and vegan and gluten-free do not necessarily mean that they are healthier for you. Case in point, sugar-free cookies. Pork rinds are huge right now because of low carb eating and keto. Bunless double cheeseburgers, etc. At the end of the day, junk food is still junk food, whether it's loaded with carbs or not. And so be aware of this. One really big thing that I want to bring up, and this is one that I think is going to really leave you well, is the milk alternatives. If you have an allergy and you can't have milk, this is awesome right now because you have almond milk and you have cashew milk and you have, you know, soy milk and all of these great milks. But people are buying these milks because they think that they're healthier. And in a sense, these milks actually contain more sugar and less protein. So I had a conversation with somebody last week who went to Starbucks, and she was so proud of herself because she got a skinny latte with almond milk. And I said, ugh, actually, you know what? You should get the skinny latte with skim milk. And she said, why? I thought almond milk was better. So we pulled up the log, we looked it up. The skinny latte with almond milk only contained, I don't remember off the top of my head, about 5 grams of protein, where the one with skim milk contained 16 grams of protein. And so the lesson was the calories were the same, but she was getting actually more protein with the regular latte. And I asked her, well, why did you get the one with the almond milk? And she said, well, I assumed it was healthier. Because almond milk right now is hot to trot. Everybody is wanting these alternative milks. And like I said earlier, if you have to have it, then it's great right now because they're available everywhere. But think of this. Spinach artichoke dip has two different vegetables in it, right? It has spinach and it has artichoke. We know that those are so good for you. But I think anybody out there that has ever had spinach artichoke dip knows that is actually not the healthiest for you. So you have to look deeper than the wording. And that is my bottom line. Some of these buzzwords are there and have been there for years, and you're going to see them regenerate. And as they come out, you need to be mindful of them and be ahead of them, be in front of them, be smarter than them. And as long as you do that, you will be ahead of the game. Enjoy your day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.